വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ ലേണേഴ്സ്, വെൽക്കം ടു ദി ലീഗൽ അവയർനെസ് പ്രോഗ്രാം ഓഫ് ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഐ എം ഡോക്ടർ സോഹിനി മഹാപാത്ര, ഫാക്കൽറ്റി ഓഫ് ലോ അറ്റ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒറീസ, ആൻഡ് ഐ എം ഡീലിംഗ് വിത്ത് ദി മോഡ്യൂൾ ലേബർ ലോസ് ആൻഡ് അട്രോസിറ്റീസ് ആക്ട്. ടുഡേ വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ഡീൽ വിത്ത് യുവർ സെക്കൻഡ് ലെക്ചർ, വിച്ച് കൺസിസ്റ്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ദി സെക്കൻഡ് പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് ദി മോഡ്യൂൾ, ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് റൈറ്റ്സ് അറ്റ് വർക്ക് പ്ലേസ്. What are rights at a workplace? Every worker or employee is entitled to certain basic and fundamental rights at his or her workplace. These basic rights may range from financial benefits in terms of wages, salary, bonus, etc., to retirement benefits like pension, gratuity, and provident fund. For each of these benefits, there are individual legislations corresponding to these benefits which are dealt with separately. However, rights at workplace is generally understood or mostly pertains to working conditions of a workman or employee within the establishment or factory. These rights may be broadly categorized into three: health rights, safety rights, and welfare rights. So health, safety, and welfare measures are governed under the Factories Act of 1948. A factory is any industry or establishment which carries on a manufacturing process. Your hotels, restaurants, eating places, mines, armed forces, or railway running sheds do not come under the purview of the Factories Act. The objective of the Factories Act is threefold. One, that it protects the human beings working inside a factory from undue long hours of work, bodily strain, or manual labor. Second, the employee should work in healthy and sanitary conditions so far as practicable and so far as the manufacturing processes allow. And third, precautions should be taken for their safety and for prevention of accidents. When a person works in a factory, it is quite possible or there is immense potential for anything to go wrong or for an accident to take place. Hence, safety measure is also important. Under health measures, what do they mean or what do they consist of? Some of the important health measures are cleanliness. Every factory premise has to be cleaned thoroughly, has to be maintained as per the standards that are given under the Factories Act, and has to be repeatedly or frequently whitewashed, painted for passages, ceilings, doors, etc. Disposal of wastes and effluents. Now, factories may be of hazardous nature. Factories may have fumes which come out. Factories may have disposable wastes which may be harmful not only to the persons working in the factory but also to the environment in general. Hence, it is important for disposing these wastes and effluents in a proper manner as prescribed under the Act. Artificial humidification. If a factory requires artificial humidification for the purposes of maintaining a specific temperature, then it is mandated under the Act that this artificial humidity should be created only from water which is given through public supply. It should be a source of drinking water and should be effectively used. Fourth health measure could be overcrowding. The factories should prevent overcrowding of employees in spaces. The Factories Act describes or lists down specifications wherein overcrowding can be prevented. Within a specific dimension inside a factory or a workspace, the number of persons should be limited as per given in the Factories Act. There should be sufficient lighting in a factory. There should be proper drinking water source in a factory. It is a basic right of every workman working inside a factory to have access to clean, safe, and healthy drinking water. Likewise, there should be also provision for latrine and urinals. There should be separate urinals and latrines for men and women, which should be maintained and kept clean for their usage. Similarly, there should also be provision for spittoons. People belonging to the worker class may be in the habit of chewing pan gutkha, Hence, it is important to have designated areas as spittoons for them to spit it out and not unduly spit it in the premises of the factory. These are some of the examples of health measures. Likewise, safety measure is an important concern in a factory. When you are working in industries or factories, the kind of machines that you have to work with may cause accidents. Therefore, the Factories Act lists down a number of safety measures with specifications, dimensions, and other micro details which the factory employer or the industry has to adhere to. They may range from a variety of things like substantial construction of machines, to maintenance of machinery, to specific directions for women and children who are or may be employed near big machines or dangerous machines. So these precautionary measures or protective measures are very important to be adhered to and implemented for workers when they are working inside a factory. All factories must have necessary safety measures in order to ensure safety of their workmen. The other welfare measures and additional measures that are given in a factory to every workman will be dealt with in the third lecture. Thank you.